This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number for you, 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have also the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So feel free to jump into one of those, and you will join us on the air and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And tonight in the studio, it's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
And of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind as we do the live Sunday edition of the show. Richie, I think we're starting out with a story that you have about executioners
in Saudi Arabia.
I imagine they're executing a lot of people over there. Isn't that the place you can get killed for, like, having a speck of marijuana?
I think that was true from a few years ago.
Yeah.
The guy going through the airport had a little bit stuck to the bottom of his shoe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Help wanted. Saudi Arabia is running out of executioners. Apparently, all those executions require more than they have. Saudi Arabia is preparing to decapitate so many people in 2019 that the kingdom is looking to hire 8 more executioners.
Jeez, wow.
Who will be tasked with publicly lopping off convicts' heads with a giant curved sword.
I am glad to hear that they're having a difficult time finding people for this job, in the same way that many police departments in the United States are having a tough time finding new recruits.
Absolutely. I long for the day that Saudi Arabia adopts European values and uses a straight sword to lop people's heads off.
Or a big knife coming down from the top of a guillotine.
Mm-hmm.
The executioner's swords didn't have points on them because it was used for cutting heads off as opposed
right,
to
not
stabbing people. Yeah.
Human rights groups are outraged about the execution of 37 people in a single day last week. So this article is a week old, so 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Some of whom were murdered in extremely brutal ways. The heads of one victim was impaled on a spike, while another's headless body was crucified. One of the men who was executed, a member of the Shiite minority, was just 16 when he was arrested. He was charged of terrorism over messages he sent about a peaceful anti-government demonstration.
Mm.
That was another news
wow.
article that I came across. Yeah, 16-year-old, when he was arrested and then executed in the public square like everybody else. And such great friends with the United States government. The kingdom is on track to set a new record this year as more than 170 people are set to be put to death in 2019, up from 150 last year. The country has carried out some 600 executions since 2014. Already, the kingdom has executed about 100 people this year.
See, now this should fix it, right? Like, they just need to keep increasing the executions, and then people will stop committing crimes.
This doesn't work that way.
Well, and I'm gonna bring this up briefly because we talked about it a little bit at dinner. It's the Hoppian physical removal plan, right? If you just keep getting rid of the people you don't like, eventually they'll stop wanting to be there, and you'll have your almighty perfect society, right? You just get rid of the people you don't like.
Except you probably will start disliking other people. Once the people you don't like are gone, then other people will show aspects to their personalities that were, whatever it is that you didn't like. You didn't know you didn't like about them, but now you don't like it about them.
All of a sudden.
Yeah. Before you know it, you're down to just you.
And some people would be fine with that. According to a job posting on Saudi's civil service website, executioners will be tasked with carrying out the beheadings, but they also must be prepared to cut off extremities, like hands,
oh, man.
A common punishment for some minor offenses.
Wow.
They still have that.
Apparently they do.
Eye for an eye. Chop off the hand of the thief.
Absolutely.
That's not an eye for an eye.
It's a
deterrent.
I mean,
if you steal a loaf of bread, a hand's worth significantly more than a loaf of bread. So that's not the same.
It doesn't have to do with the worth. It has to do with the crime that was committed. They use their hand to take the bread, so therefore...
An eye for an eye is a standard.
Mm-hmm.
And that standard is something of value for something of equal value. That's not what goes on with the hand-chopping thing. That's a different idea. And I don't know whose hands they're chopping off or what the story is, but there's some theft that isn't worth a hand, to my mind.
I understand. You're not the person in charge of these countries.
No.
They would. I think they would say that any theft is worth your hand being chopped off.
And it's a deterrent to future criminals.
That's
who
the
might
claim.
Think about stealing in the future.
That's the claim. Well, in Iran, they had a situation where, let's see, a man threw acid in a beautiful woman's face because she didn't want to be his wife. And
I can't have you. No one can.
That general premise. And she was given, after several appeals, the opportunity to have acid dropped in his eyes so that he was blind. She was blind.
Mm-hmm.
Blinded by this. And, so basically.
Did she or did she choose to?
She chose that. Yeah, she stuck to it adamantly.
Yeah.
Like she was offered money. She was offered everything. And she stuck to the eye for an eye thing. And I got to say, good for you.
I would recommend practicing forgiveness, but I understand why somebody would want to.
Practicing forgiveness is not going to get your face, turned back the way it was. Isn't going to give you your sight back.
Blinding
two wrongs don't make a right.
Nope. But a society full of men that believes that somehow they can throw acid in people's faces, it's not like that doesn't exist over there.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody has to stand up and say, I'm going to make this stop. And is she going to make it stop? Probably not all on her own. But if some dudes start getting acid thrown in their faces too, maybe a little bit of get back will change things.
We'll see. Saudi Arabia has one of the highest execution rates in the world. Suspects can be put to death after being convicted of terrorism, homicide, rape, armed robbery, and drug trafficking. Executioners use a sword known as the Sultan to remove the condemned man's head from his neck. Public executions typically take place around 9 a.m. after the convict is led into the public square. Crowds often cheer as the man is killed.
Oh, I'm sure.
And that's probably why it's unlikely to stop anytime soon, because it's a spectacle.
People like it.
People would like it. The bloodlust.
I'm sure that would be true in many societies, probably most.
Yeah. I'm wondering if anybody listening to the show tonight wants to bring back public executions. Because right now, and as I understand it, at least, I don't know if this is true in all states, but in some states, it's usually only like the family of the victim and whatever state officials and such can go to an external execution.
Journalists?
Okay.
Yeah. You could end up in one if you wanted to.
You mean as the victim?
Well, that's certainly a possibility. or the perpetrator, if
you're
you
saying I could go see an execution if I wanted to as a journalist?
Talk about it, yeah.
Well, not in New Hampshire, because there's only one guy on death row here, and who knows when they're going to put him to death. And unfortunately, they did not get rid of the death penalty yet. The governor in New Hampshire did sign a veto against what is a veto-proof margin. So now they, have to go and put it to another vote to try to get the veto override on that. And I was at a political meeting with some Republicans this weekend, and one of their main characters, a House Minority Leader guy, was there talking, and he was saying, he's got to convince 47 Republicans to change their mind on this. And I'm like, I hope you can't do it. Hopefully they can get this veto override, and New Hampshire can abolish the death penalty. Which, by the way, from what I understand, would not affect the one guy on death row. It would not get him off of death row.
And the governor probably wouldn't commute the sentence.
Right. So he would still be sitting on death row. That's my understanding of the situation. It would just eliminate, because that was the punishment he was already given. In the same way that, Mark, when they legalize marijuana, which they haven't done here yet, but they've decriminalized it, when they legalize marijuana in some states, they generally don't automatically wipe out the records of the people. What they'll do is they'll pass another bill that says, okay, if you've got a marijuana conviction, you can send $100 to us and we'll wipe it off.
for $100.
Right. So you don't automatically...
I wish I had that opportunity.
I mean, it would be nice if when the law changed that everybody who was convicted of that thing that was currently sitting in a prison cell would automatically be exonerated and let out. But just the fact that you've legalized something or ended a certain punishment doesn't necessarily mean that it will affect the people who are already they've already been sentenced to that punishment under the previous regime, and so there has to be some sort of special provision made for those people, and I don't think the proposal in New Hampshire makes that provision.
I wonder if you could get your strike back if you're in a three-strike state.
That's a good question. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You probably could if you filed for whatever annulment in that case. 855-450-3733. More on the death penalty. Executioners apparently wanted in Saudi Arabia. So if you need a job, it's Free Talk Live.
And you don't mind.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the show. You can dial in. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
And don't forget that Free Talk Live will be heading out to ForkFest coming up in just over a month. It's going to be here before you know it. ForkFest 2019. It's the third annual decentralized libertarian camping event at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's June 13th through the 18th, so make sure you mark your calendars, and better yet, just call up Rogers Campground and reserve your camping or RV site, or even a motel room if you prefer. It's a great time because, well, you'll be around other people who care about freedom in a very beautiful location. And we'll be there broadcasting, but there's also going to be all kinds of things to do because the people that attend ForkFest are doers. They're people, a lot of them, want to create a thing for you to enjoy. So there's going to be man camp going on. There's going to be parties thrown at the AnyPay tent. They're going to have like a party tent with all kinds of like crazy sound speakers. Stephen was telling me he's got some pretty amazing sound equipment that he's going to be bringing out.
Seminar on drone piloting, too, I believe.
Really? Yeah. Very cool. So, yeah, there's going to be all kinds of, like, educational, fun things to do. I've heard there's going to be, a classic board game night that Taryn Lupo's throwing. If you're not there, you're going to miss out. Go to ForkFest.party. You can learn more about the event. It's June 13th through the 18th. ForkFest.party. There's the ForkFest forum, the ForkFest Telegram chat room, where they've already, Ernie Hancock from Declare Your Independence already has organized t-shirts for this year, which has never happened before. So it's wonderful to watch, the self-organization happen, where nobody's telling anybody else what to do, and just people just kind of doing whatever it is they feel called to do. And it'll all work out for what I think will be a really fun event.
Play some Monopoly for crypto money.
That could happen. ForkFest.party. All right, so we can continue with your calls and thoughts. We were talking about the Saudi Arabian government putting out an advertisement looking for more executioners. Apparently this is a task. Yeah, they need 8 more because they're killing a whole lot of people there. I guess it's just, I don't know why you need 8 executioners. I mean, what was it, 30 in a day?
It's a tasking job. Like, I don't know. How many heads can you chop off in one day without getting...
I mean, if you can chop one off, then presumably you can chop 10 off, right?
There are people that work in slaughterhouses that are killing, large mammals by the dozens in a day.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, it said they were slated for 170 set to be put to death this year. So
that's only one every other day.
Oh, you only need one executioner for that, then.
Right, so I don't understand.
That's how I see it.
Look, I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying I support it. I'm against the death penalty. I think that, as we've talked about many a time here...
But I'm against lazy executioners, too.
Let's
you
go.
You want to go halfway through.
We got... that would be a mess.
You just get a heavy sword.
Let's go to Jeff. He's in Chicago. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live, watching on YouTube. Go ahead.
I have some questions about the Second Amendment. What are your thoughts?
That's your question?
I'm for it.
That was the question?
That's the question?
Is he still there?
Did he hang up? Jeff?
No, I'm there. I'm there. I'm here.
Okay.
So your question is, what are our thoughts on the Second Amendment?
Yeah.
I wish it had been written more clearly. Like, apparently, shall not be infringed is not good enough to prevent 20,000 laws on the books in the United States that infringe gun ownership. I think it should have been more clear on, who can own and who can't. I mean, did the founding fathers really think it was a good idea for mentally ill people? Did they have mentally ill people? Did they think it was a good idea for them to have firearms? I mean, I don't know any of this stuff, but... I wish that there was some more clarity on it all, but it's not. I don't think it's the right law, but it is the law. And I'm of the opinion that the highest law in the land should be enforced, and even to its own detriment. If the Second Amendment is a good idea, let's go with the Second Amendment.
What do you think, Jeff?
Yeah, I have another question.
No, I asked you what you think.
What do I think? I think... There's been many shootings going on in America lately, and I heard on the news that there was a shooter screaming, "Listen up!"
Sorry, I thought he was going to say something else, but who knows where it was going.
Yeah.
Oh, you dropped
listen
him?
To Howard Stern, maybe? I think it was going to be listen to Howard Stern. Okay. I'm not sure.
I think it could, but it's recorded right now.
If language is getting in the way, like I am of the general vague opinion that everything should just be rewritten in common parlance.
Yeah.
Right? If this is the issue, if we're getting stuck on where the comma was and what those words mean.
And that comma is a big deal.
It's a big deal. You're right. But if that's the sticking point, right, then it must be the sticking point through the entire Bill of Rights, the entire Constitution.
For sure.
And so not scrap it, right, but edit it in such a way that the language is clear to people currently living today. And that any, you know, if you're going to have a Supreme Court, and again, not for that so much either, but if you're going to have that, let them be the ones to interpret it and then rewrite it so that at least there is an understanding from top to bottom of what all the little words and nuances mean.
They don't seem to have any interest in that. The Supreme Court has used terminology like, what did Kennedy say? I don't remember exactly, but something to the effect of this interpretation of this law is no longer appropriate for modern day Americans.
So reinterpret it and rewrite it so that everyone has an understanding
right.
of what they're saying.
But I mean, laws are words. They're not. It's not about interpretation. It's about what's written down. And so, I mean, like, let's just go ahead and write this stuff. But everybody knows it's too cumbersome. The opportunity to have a constitutional convention is written right into the Constitution.
Sure.
But it's never happened.
3/4 of the states. That's what you need, right?
Right. I think they're very, very close to getting it for term limits, but I think it's term limits that's working on getting a constitutional convention put together.
If they have a convention, they can just rewrite the whole thing.
Yes, but they would still have to get 3/4 of the states to approve it.
Right, but the 3/4 of the states just has the convention. It's not for one specific purpose. It's like,
right.
We just open up the book and go at it.
A constitutional convention will not, I mean, okay, so if we get together and write a constitution, the three of us, and then we just present it to the states, they're going to say, no thanks.
Obviously.
So that's what's going to happen to a constitutional convention. Doesn't mean the Constitution gets rewritten. The Constitution is the Constitution until it's voted on.
Sure.
But they rewrite it at the convention.
Right. But that's meaningless until all the states vote on it,
right.
Ian.
Okay, but first they have to vote to have the convention.
Well,
they got to rewrite the thing.
Do they have to vote to have the convention? Because I remember vaguely, again, about someone organizing a con, like within the last decade or so. Just trying to get representatives from each state to show up to a meeting to do something.
That was We the People who put together.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah, they put together their own con that everybody
What happened to those guys?
They probably got tired of losing. I don't think you can retrofit the state, ladies and gentlemen.
I think this needs to be abolished. Forget about the federal government. New Hampshire's got a pretty good one. They actually added it later. It was 1982 when they added Article 2A, the bearing of arms. All persons have the right to keep and bear arms in defense of themselves, their families, their property, and the state.
So in 1982, it was illegal for a convicted felon to bear arms. Why would they have made a law that says for all persons?
This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president has tweeted no redos for the Dems. He's talking about special counsel Robert Mueller saying he shouldn't testify before Congress. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin on CBS's Face the Nation.
There's so many unanswered questions. Remember, there are two volumes to the Mueller report. The first volume deals with Russian interference in our election. Much of that is redacted. We need to know what they did, which led to the indictment of Russians by Mueller. and led to, I hope, a new resolve by the United States to never let it happen again.
The Republican point of view from Louisiana Senator John Kennedy on NBC's Meet the Press.
Many of my Democratic friends thought that Mueller was going to indict the president. And so the Mueller report was kind of like a hair on their biscuit. And now they don't know what to do, so they're attacking Bill Barr. And my feeling about it is it's time to move on.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free here at 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on air call in line rooms. Just go to discord.lrn.fm and you can join us there. And with you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian. Oops, sorry. Let's try that again.
Richie Rich.
All right.
And Mark.
And also, if you are somebody who is in the retail world, if you are a manager, maybe an owner of a retail establishment, you want to start taking cryptocurrency at the point of sale, it is so easy to do it. All you have to do is go to helpmetakebitcoin.com, and the good folks over at AnyPay.Global are going to help you take Bitcoin and other cryptos, because it's not just Bitcoin out there. There's other great stuff like Dash and Zcash and Bitcoin Cash and others. In fact, I was just reading the AnyPay Telegram chat today that they have, which is open to anybody who's got questions about AnyPay. And apparently they're up to 10 different cryptos that they accept with AnyPay, which means that you get this nice little app that's available for iOS and Android devices. You load that up on your tablet at your point of sale, and then that's part of the few steps that you have to go through at helpmetakebitcoin.com.
They also have a map that allows people to find you.
That's true.
And the people that spend cryptocurrency are fiercely loyal. They want to be able to spend their cryptocurrency, and they will reward a business that does it.
So there have been times where I have gone and I've thought to myself, oh, yeah, I kind of want to get some Chipotle. No, wait, they don't take crypto. I'll go to Thirsty Owl, the local bar, and just get something there.
Right.
As long as they have the iPad ready.
And they do. They do. They've the local merchants, they've loaded up the app. I think almost every merchant in Keene now has the app. It used to be they didn't have an app. It was all on the web. So they keep improving the product quality and the ease of use. And, in fact, now you don't even need an account. at AnyPay, which is amazing. Go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. Get started there. It's super easy. They'll walk you through the steps. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. As we continue here, whether it's the death penalty, the Second Amendment, or whatever is on your mind, we go to Gilbert listening in Vegas. Gilbert, you're on Free Talk Live. To call the show. So we're just going to hit the dumb button. 855-450, free like freedom as we continue here. So we were discussing the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, specifically the Second Amendment. Somebody called in to ask about that. And I was saying, you know what? Forget about the whole federal government thing. Let's just call it a day. It's a failed experiment. When you talk to people and you ask them the question, well, what exactly does the federal government do for you? What is it that you value them for?
Safety.
They have a real tough time. A lot of people have a real tough time answering that question.
They protect America.
That's usually what will eventually come up is, well, there's the military. It's like, well, wait a minute. The military's all over the rest of the world stirring up conflict. So they're not exactly doing much to protect you. In fact, you could argue they're doing the opposite. Because if they're in other parts of the world killing people, then that's probably going to create more terrorists in the future.
It was military intervention and the United States using the military to back up foreign dictators that was stated, among other things, within the 9/11 attackers.
Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, Osama bin Laden's manifesto thing. So, I mean, if you presume Osama bin Laden was behind 9/11 and whatever, I don't care to have the conversation. But if we assume all this premise, then the military, as it is used by the politicians, people that we call liars and thieves, because you can have all the accolades you wish to have for the military, and that's fine and dandy, but you can never forget for whom they work and how you feel about their bosses. A team is only as good as the director, and the director of the military are the 535 drunken sailors in Washington, D.C.
Well, we can still support the troops without supporting their mission, Mark.
I'm not sure how one does it, but that's what I'm told. And let's just go ahead and say that. No one wishes for peace, so I've been told, as it has been written in the past, no one wishes for peace more than the soldier. If that is true, let's stop supporting the ways that these guys die.
So if you want to join the discussion, you're welcome to. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Was there more that you wanted to share out of that story out of Saudi Arabia, or do we pretty much cover the
You pretty much covered it. There's like one and a half more paragraphs, but it's not. It basically just reiterates.
So I know, Mark, you had another story that you wanted to share with us about Navy SEALs, and they had a corrupt official of some sort, chief that they tried to turn in?
Yeah, that's a guy that's a non-commissioned officer in the Navy, in this case, yeah.
Okay.
So, WBUR.org, the article here, Navy SEALs reported their chief for war crimes. They were told could threaten their careers.
How politics works, boys.
This is how politics works.
Mm-hmm. And the military is a political organization.
And if Navy SEALs are reporting you for killing, chances are good you're way overboard. Right? These are the guys whose job it is to kill. And I imagine they get a little...
But only who they're ordered to kill.
Callous to it. I understand. Well, but... They're not. People aren't ordered to kill individuals. People are ordered to. They have a directive, and they fit things within that directive.
Sure.
And what we've seen over and over again is sometimes people that the American public would like to not see it fit within a directive do, and they die too, and that's unfortunate. But let's go on with the story here. Navy SEALs turned in their leader, the chief, for war crimes. He faces murder charges. We go inside the secret culture of America's elite warriors. Let's see, right here, sorry. This is a hard decision. The ethical culture of any complex organization requires dutiful work and strong leadership, and thankfully our special operations forces have that. And there's a sincere and strong commitment to building and driving an ethical culture within this community from the very senior leadership through the ranks. However, I worry about the damage done to ethical culture of our military and especially special operations, SOCOM, when we politicize these cases and make them yet more, one more football in our culture wars. Yes, absolutely. On one hand, every individual is innocent until proven guilty. That's certainly the case here, and we must respect the military legal process and allow the case to play out. On the other hand, we can also not stack the deck against those who are willing to speak out about what they believe was wrong. Ian,
now, this
story
editorial piece
has changed since I read it.
Where is it?
It's from WBUR.
Okay. Is that public radio?
Do they have the edits in there? Sometimes they'll edit stories and they'll mark it as such.
Yeah. This is
they last updated down at the bottom something like that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, what did you think it was? I mean,
I had read a story previously where they had talked about the Navy SEALs turning in their chief and then facing ramifications for it and being prepared to face the ramifications. They believe so strongly in what happened that they were willing to do it. But the page has changed since I put that in my show prep.
What do you think happened? Memory hole?
I don't know.
This is an editorial piece? Or was it always an editorial piece? It sounds like an opinion piece. The way you're reading it. But that's what it is now, right?
Yes.
It sounds like an opinion. Okay.
Like somebody's comments have been popped in on it. It says here, I just found another story on it. Fox News, President Trump on Saturday announced that Navy SEALs Eddie Gallagher, accused of war crimes in Iraq, will be moved to less restrictive confinement, apparently in response to a push by Republican lawmakers advocating for Gallagher. In honor of his past service
to
our country, Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher will be moved to a less restrictive confinement while he waits his day in court. Process should move quickly, Trump said.
I wonder if they have to take one of those ethical questionnaires before they get the job. Would you turn in your Navy commander if you found out that he was committing war crimes? And then if you check yes on the box, then you don't get
it. Usually the military is good about sounding like
pretending
they're for these things. You know, you don't have to obey an unlawful order. Well,
we're shocked and appalled at this.
How does somebody know that whether they're dealing with a lawful order or not?
Well, did they get the order from the commanding officer?
Right.
It's a lawful order.
Right.
Gallagher, who's facing premeditated murder and aggravated assault charges stemming from the alleged killing of an injured ISIS prisoner and alleged instances of him intentionally firing sniper rounds at civilians.
Whoa.
He spent 6 months of detention at the Naval Consolidated Brig in Miramar. Trump's tweets come amid a growing push from Republican lawmakers for better treatment for Gallagher.
Well, it's definitely true that people who are accused of a crime should not be treated particularly poorly, so I'll agree with that much. But the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved LicoChops. With omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Hop into one of those. We'll jump you on the air here, and you'll sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
And also want to make sure that you know about Bitcoin.com. It is the premier site for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy some Bitcoin Cash, show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can also read the latest news or engage with the community on their forum. Plus, you can play games with your Bitcoin Cash through Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. And Mark, you and I are planning on going to the Bitcoin.com home offices.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
In Tokyo this week, which should be interesting. I have never been anywhere outside of this continent, basically. North America. I went to the Bahamas once as a kid. So.
That's the continent, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not connected, so it's not technically the continent, is it?
Yes.
All the islands are considered the continent as well?
Sure. So continents rest on shelves. This isn't the easiest question to answer, Ian, so I can understand why you have some confusion. I'm not going to try to make you look stupid in this one this time. So, for instance...
That's okay, because I'm not stupid. I'm just ignorant.
Okay. If you want to make a distinction there, that's fine.
There is a distinction.
I've always made a distinction.
Yeah.
Yeah. The smart people tend to make the distinction between stupidity and ignorance.
Thanks.
However, stupid is as stupid does. So, if you think about Europe and Asia, for instance, what distinguishes Europe and Asia from being a different continent?
I don't know, but I've never figured out stupid is as stupid does. Like, it's
if you do stupid things, you're stupid.
Oh, okay. So Forrest Gump always said that I could never really, like, make heads or tails.
Forrest Gump didn't do stupid things, although he was pretty clearly stupid.
Hmm.
He was intended to, show you the difference in the statement.
Ah, okay.
So Forrest Gump would be considered a smart person because of the success he had in life. However, he, obviously had some mental processing issues.
So you were saying about shelves and continents and such?
Right. So if you look at Europe and Asia, they are one landmass. And honestly, Africa's one landmass too. Just because they put the Suez Canal in there, you could walk from South Africa to the Bering Straits. Right?
I don't know where that is.
Okay. All right. This is all one landmass.
You're talking about shelves.
Right.
Shelves. Is that the kind of the earth that's underwater, basically? Is that the idea?
Right. So there's different ways to just determine how many continents there are. Some people say that Australia isn't a continent. Some people say it's part of the continent of Oceania, which is part of, which includes all those little islands that are around it.
Yeah.
The difficulty there is distinguishing where the line is between
Oceania and Asia.
And Asia. And it's not the easiest question to answer. It's a murky subject.
So what you're saying is the continents don't have anything to do with the water.
Not really.
See, I never knew that.
Most islands are attributed to some continent or another, not all of them. I imagine Bermuda, for instance, which kind of sits in the middle of the Atlantic, is just kind of considered this anomaly that isn't on a continent. Somebody's going to correct
me. What about Hawaii? It's kind of way out there.
Yeah, I would say that's probably true. Too. Yeah, I don't have an answer.
I mean, it's way out there, right?
It's pretty much it's one of the ones that's in the middle of nowhere. Right. Like all the other Polynesian islands, there's a large landmass nearby that you can kind of associate it with. But not Hawaii. It's like a few little rocks in the middle of nowhere with nothing really nearby.
So some people will say there's as few as three continents, and some people will say there's quite a few, more than 12.
So the people that say three, they're putting Asia together with Europe since it's all contiguous, basically?
Afro-Eurasia.
Mm-hmm.
The Americas.
Mm.
America.
So all of North and South America together.
Attached, right?
Mm-hmm.
So America and Antarctica.
Wow.
Those are the three continents.
Keep it simple.
By those people's standards. And then Australia is just an island.
Okay. All right. Interesting. So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So you were you found the story that you had thought that you lost or did lose temporarily. What's going on with this website?
I was very frustrated with the way this story was treated on the WBUR.
You sure it wasn't just you?
I read this story previously. I couldn't tell you what happened.
They added comments to the top part of the article.
So you found the story that you had read previously. Where was it?
Yeah, on the same page.
Oh, so downwards? Page. Down towards the bottom of the page, basically?
Right. You had to scroll down a little bit past the new commentary, which is
I see.
Don't listen to the facts of this because it's bad to politicize, is what the commentary is saying. It's dangerous to politicize these things. From the New York Times, Navy SEALs were warned against reporting their chief for war crimes, stabbing a defenseless teenage captive to death, picking off a school-age girl and an old man from a sniper's roost, indiscriminately spraying neighborhoods with rockets and machine gun fire. Navy SEAL commandos from Team 7's Alpha Platoon said they'd seen their highly decorated platoon chief commit shocking acts in Iraq, and they had spoken up repeatedly. The frustration grew as months passed and
nothing happened.
They saw no sign of official action. Tired of being brushed off, seven members of the platoon called a private meeting with their troop commander in March 2018, a naval base in Coronado.
So you said it was the chief who they were, who was the psycho?
Right. So he is...
He's just above the troops, but not above the commander.
He's enlisted,
is
my understanding, is what a chief is. I don't think he's a warrant officer. Which is a sort of middle thing in between in the Navy. It's only in the Navy. So what they did is they went to the commander, the officers, to talk about this guy and had a secret meeting.
Sorry, I'm not familiar with structure either. He's above the chief, the guy they had the meeting with?
The commander, yeah. So okay. Officers are gentlemen.
Sure.
Enlisted men are the dregs of humanity. Warrant officers are... people in between that have been drug up, the better of the dregs is the way it is. Remember, the structure was put together in France long before the United States existed.
Okay.
So, they're the serfs. Listen to the serfs.
So they went above their commander's head to have this secret.
He's not a commander.
Okay.
You wouldn't use that terminology to describe a chief.
Okay.
Sorry. So he's just a head enlisted man.
Got it.
But he still can command them because he's above them.
Yes, but you wouldn't use the term commander.
Okay.
Commander is a rank,
Okay.
in the Navy that is an officer. Tired of being brushed off, seven members of the platoon called a private meeting. The New York Times said they gave him the bloody they gave him, the commander, the bloody details and asked for a formal investigation. But instead of launching an investigation that day, the troop commander and his senior enlisted aide, both longtime comrades of the accused platoon leader, Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher, warned the seven platoon members that speaking out could cost them and their careers. and others their careers, according to the report. A motion filed Tuesday in California. This goes on. This is another report from the Navy Times on it. Tuesday in California threatens to derail the entire war crimes case against Special Warfare Operator Chief Edward Gallagher. Drafted by Gallagher's civilian defense attorney, it paints a portrait of stonewalling prosecutors refusing to turn over evidence that could clear the embattled chief and a federal cop who allegedly went rogue by cherry-picking witnesses and statements to salvage a rickety case. Rather than conduct a proper investigation in search of the truth, the agent began with a predetermined conclusion and went about finding evidence to support that conclusion while ignoring or suppressing anything that conflicted with the narrative.
So you've got seven Navy SEALs, right? These are the SEALs who saw this psychopath shooting at children, was it, with a sniper rifle?
A variety of things, but a young girl was shot.
Yeah. Shooting at innocent civilians with a sniper rifle, among other things.
Firing rockets into neighborhoods.
They went to their higher ups, reported it, and they were basically told, look, just keep quiet or else.
Right. This will mark a sea change in the Sea Service's clandestine and close-knit cadre of SEALs, a secretive and elite military force that rarely testifies against each other, especially in war crimes probes, attracting an international audience. But Gallagher faces a long line of SEALs prepared to provide damning testimony under oath against him. One of the members of Gallagher's unit, Alpha Platoon.
So they pressed ahead, even though the commander guy said, "All right, we're going to ruin your career if you don't stop this, you're going to get in trouble." They kept ahead.
Part of me thinks he must have done something else to them, right? Because if they're always lining up rank and file. He must, and I would say that based on some of the WikiLeaks videos, that this doesn't seem
not uncommon,
yeah. That he must have done something to them outside of that could offended be. Them more greatly than, you know, just
did shooting children.
Well, I understand how that would, that looks to us, but as a Navy SEAL.
That's a possibility, right? Like, maybe the thing is that Gallagher's the one good SEAL in a platoon of a-holes, and he turns against them, and he strokes the brethren in the wrong way, and they're willing to say anything to get him thrown away. And that's a possibility.
I'm not even saying he's a good guy. I'm saying he did something to offend them more greatly than the ordinary.
Yeah, who knows what
the other possibility is that he's such a flaming lunatic that even Navy SEALs who, probably have seen their fair share of horrifying things happen in war, were shocked by these war crimes.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.